Peace and blessings, my brothers and my sisters. I love you all. This is my first time on the podcast. This is my first episode. It's entitled, Who Am I? Who Am I? I am Jamal Wilkerson. I am the founder of UAIA. That stands for United African Improvement Association. What is that? That is a black liberation movement. Excuse me. The reason why I created this movement is because white supremacy is still alive. White supremacy is still thriving, and still causing chaos in our black communities, and is still victimizing African people around the world. And that is not a good thing. As I look around the world and look at the news and the TV and the music and the video games, clearly you can see white supremacy in it. Now, white supremacy has evolved since the 60s. White supremacy now is more sophisticated, and so they feel, and so some, if you're not conscious enough to see it, then you'll miss it. So now what we have to do now is we educate ourselves on white supremacy. White supremacy goal is to exterminate you off the face of the earth. That's their goal. Our job, those who create the movement, is to stay alive and promote, encourage, instill, and provide for our people in a way that's going to be sufficient and holistic for our people. And so that's the reason for the movement. Now, realistically, right now, there has been a war declared on the black family. There has been a war declared on the black being, the black spirit, the black whole body. There's a war declared. And so now what we have to do is, now what are we going to do? Are we going to fight, or are we going to lay down? I do hope that we're going to fight and move forward and prepare for our future. There is four areas that we must address if we are going to have a real revolutionary war and have a real revolutionary movement that will help advance and empower our people around the world. And the four areas are politics, economics, spirituality, and social condition. Let's break all four of these down so we can know what they are. Politics. Now, in America, I really can't speak for other countries, but I'm going to speak for my own context. In America, in the American political activity system, you have two main parties that participate in politics. And you are encouraged as people of America to participate in this system. Now, we know that both parties are the same. They are the same. There's no difference. Both parties produce and promote and encourage racism. They promote and encourage racist ideologies, racism, and they serve the purpose and the interest of those who are not black. They never have and they never will. Now, my problem with the American system is that they will recruit black coons, or coons, I call them black people, and put them on their political party as their face, as the puppet, you know. So if I see a black Republican or a black Democrat, 100% of the time I will not vote for them, because you have been handpicked, and your job is to endorse and to enforce their racist ideology, their racist agenda. And for the most part, a great example would be Barack Obama. So Barack Obama, his whole agenda was not for black people. His whole agenda was for the LGBTQ and white feminism. And so the same with black politicians. Their agendas is for what the whites that back them tell them what to do. Their agenda is not for black people. So I would not vote for no Republican nor Democrat. If I was to vote, it had to be an independent person who was not getting any backing from white people. But again, that's rare. It's rare you find an independent politician who's running, who has his own agenda that's going to help black people. So again, the politics in America is so corrupt, and it is so ingrained into our beings that we feel like we have to participate. We do not, because the candidates that we are choosing from do not serve the best interests of Black people and African people on this planet. That's not going to work. The second thing I would say, the second item we talk about is going to be our social condition. How you've been socialized. We've been socialized in a way that has been so intentional that we still practice certain social conditions. We still practice the light skin versus dark skin, right? Now, we must break down the psychological chains that have been put on us. We must refuse to eat hate. We must love ourselves and love one another, regardless of who we are and where we come from. We must love ourselves enough where we become one people to fight against white supremacy. We must break down bad, negative stereotypes that cause us to still be insecure about ourselves and hate ourselves. The third topic, I would go with economics. Economically, we have made a lot of mistakes with our money. We do not invest into ourselves. We do not invest into our youth or our children. We have not built anything. We do not own anything. That's a problem. If we are going to be a free people, we must free ourselves from the umbilical cord of our oppressors, right? We must be willing to say we're going to take our money out of white banks and create our own Black banks, create our own Black schools or Black hospitals and Black libraries and Black everything, because you have to have your own infrastructure if you're going to be free. You cannot be free still being dependent on white people. It ain't gonna work, right? We must be willing to invest our resources, our understandings, our political strategies, our shade, our love, our energy into one being, one people against the common enemy. That's white supremacy and white privilege. And was it politics, economics? Oh, lastly, spirituality. This is a big one, because my experience, as you go around most Black churches, all you see is white Jesus. Now, that's problematic for me, because how can you, one, serve a white Jesus where Jesus never said in the Bible to serve him? That's first and foremost. Secondly, your Jesus looked like your oppressor. That's toxic, because that means now that you have internalized the same vicious cycle of racism and slavery. We must break away from this white Jesus if we're going to be free spiritually, and that we can heal our inner being to become better, holistic people. We must break down that white Jesus, because white Jesus does not exist. That's what they projected on you, but it's not real. We must break that down. So I think that's important. And the last thing I want to just cover is very important to me. I think that what happened is we have a lot of Black conscious group. For example, we have the spiritualists, the Moors, the Hebrew Israelites, me, Pan-African. You have regular Black nationalists. We have multiple Black conscious group. However, we are not thriving like we should, because we operate out of an individualistic type of mindset. Now, that is normal in a sense, because it comes from somewhere. Anytime you have been introduced or exposed to white supremacy and exposed to capitalist type of system, then you practice individualism. If people understand what capitalism is an individualistic system. So the problem with that system is that everybody who do not have equal access or do not have resources cannot be competitive, because they don't have nothing to start with. But most Black folks have brought into individualism, where we know naturally that and historically that we are not individualism at all. Black folks, African people, African diaspora has always been in community. We have always been communal people. We must get back to being communal if we're going to fight against white supremacy. If we're going to have a real revolution, we must be together at all times. We cannot be individualistic or compete against one another, because we're all trying to get to the same goal. That's equal access to wealth, you know, healing, protection, strength. So we're trying to do something that our ancestors fought for so long. Now, examples of white supremacy, we all know examples. They are police genocide, mass incarceration, uneven distribution of wealth, white folks calling you out your name, white folks not giving you loans based off your color, not your credit. All these different tactics that they use to try to keep us in a position of codependency and doxology. We must get past that. We must come together as a people in this war so we can win this war, because the war has been declared and we still in the war. We must move past this intellectual masturbation, as Dr. Umar Johnson puts it so ethically. We must move past that and move towards action. We must create strategies and tactics that's going to help us, sustain us, and create an atmosphere where hopefully that we will be willing to die for if we have to, in order to protect and save and promote our youth for the future. So that's the reason for this podcast, the first episode, Who Am I? The movement, UAIA, United African Improvement Association. We have to fight against white supremacy. We have to fight against this war. We have to promote ourselves to self-love, self-affirmation, know who we are, work together. Oh, before I leave out here, this is very important. The movement is not just locally, but it's also globally. So we must make a conscious effort to reach out to the African brothers and sisters from the East. That include Africans from the continent, Africans from Jamaica, Africans from Brazil, African from UK, Africans from all over the diaspora, all over the world. We must be willing to reach out to them and have a conversation. And then once we have a conversation, we have to now develop a plan how to share our resources, how to share our political strategy, our military strategy, our economical strategy, our social condition, how we become more spiritually in tune with one another. We must be willing to have this type of dialogue that will cause a new sense of rebirth and resurrection and reformation for our people. And so that's what we need to do. But again, this is who I am. The movement, again, was created out of the need because of white supremacy to encourage our brothers and sisters, to instill in them that we are who we are because who our ancestors were. We must fight against all this evil of white supremacy and get back to where we are. We are the original woman and man and boy and girl of the planet. We are the first people. We can never forget that. And so if we can remember that and strive for holistic healing and unity, then we'll be okay. But we have to really be intentional about it and work together. That's include all black conscious group. We must work together. We cannot do this on our own. So I'm trying to, you know, lend my hand out to other black conscious groups who want to work with me. I would truly appreciate it that I can help you in a way, and also you can help me in many ways, and we can work together in this revolutionary war. The time is now. We cannot wait because time is running out. If we are not willing to work, then in 50, 60 years, black folks will become extinct on the species list. And we're trying to stop that. We're not going that route. We want to be alive and well and thriving with our own communities up better. We're trying to make sure that we are all right holistically. So please, 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 guys, I thank you for listening to the first episode. For those who find this offensive, I can't apologize because that's just who I am. But I understand if you find it offensive. For those who agree or who liked it or who in that space where I'm at, thank you so much. I thank you for listening. I thank you for your respect and your time. I want to thank the ancestors who paved the way for me and others who have created other movements, black liberation movements. Because of them, we are here. We can have the opportunity to speak our mind on a podcast or radio or any social medium to try and promote justice and equality, economic freedom, and political freedom. That's the whole thing for the UAIA, is for economic freedom, political freedom, justice, equality, right? Spirituality, based upon what you want to believe, and to be healthy as a whole person. So I thank you for listening on this day. Look forward for my second episode soon. Hopefully on that episode, I can maybe get a few folks. We can have a conversation, maybe. As you know, together we can talk together and, you know, have a real dialogue how and on what way we should go. So I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I love you. I love you. Love you. Peace. Blessings. One love.